This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in a corruption case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, in the alleged excise policy scam. The bail has been granted on the bond of 10 lakh rupees. The Apex Court also put other conditions, like he should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all hearings unless exempted. A two-judge bench of Justices Surya Kant and Ujjal Bhuiya pronounced the verdict on the petitions by the Delhi Chief Minister, challenging his arrest by CBI in connection with the scam. Scrutiny of nomination papers took place today for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and the third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Filing of nominations ended yesterday. In Haryana, the nominations can be withdrawn till the 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of September, as there will be a holiday on the 16th. A total of 483 candidates have submitted nomination papers for the third phase, in which 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls on the 1st of October. Counting of votes in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded DRDO, the Indian Navy and all stakeholders for the successful flights, tests of the vertical launch short-range surface-to-air missile, VLSRSA, yesterday. He stated that this missile, equipped with modern technologies, will provide a further technological boost to the armed forces. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Indian Navy have conducted back-to-back successful flight tests of the VLSRSA missile system. The second consecutive test was conducted yesterday from the integrated test range in Chandipur, Odisha. The Defence Ministry said the missile intercepted a high-speed aerial target, showcasing its precision and capability to neutralise targets. Today is the last day of Semicon India 2024, which has been organised at India Expo Centre and Mart in Greater Noida. The three-day event was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday. Speaking to Akashvani News, CEO of SEMI, Ajit Manocha, said that Semicon India 2024 is the most successful and biggest Semicon organised in any country. He said over 100 CEOs from the semiconductor ecosystem attended it. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has instructed all states and union territories to strictly monitor the manufacturing and sale of adulterated sweets, savouries and dairy products during the festive season. It also requested them to conduct frequent enforcement and surveillance drives during the festive season to prevent such malpractices. The National Investigation Agency today conducted searches at several locations in Punjab in connection with this probe into the attack on the Indian High Commission in Canada, allegedly by pro-Khalistan supporters. The searches were conducted in Moga, Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. Last year, the agency had registered a case over protests by pro-Khalistani supporters outside the Indian mission in Ottawa. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting searches at various places in West Bengal today in connection with food supply and distribution corruption case. The agency has sent teams to many districts including Paschim Mednipur, South 24 Porganas, North 24 Porganas, Nodia and Kolkata. Various godowns, fair price shops and houses of ration dealers are in the scanner. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red, orange and yellow warnings for rainfall in several parts of the country today. A red alert has been issued for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Talking to Akashvani, senior scientist at IMD, Dr. Soma Sen said that a well-marked low-pressure area has been formed over northeast Bay of Bengal and is likely to cause isolated, very heavy, extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.